Make a motion to approve checks 456073 through 456127, 456129 through checks 456144, and also approval of an emergency check issued on August 27, 2019. One warrant, 7260. Two journal entries.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion to hold check number 456129 until next week when we have an ordinance prepared to approve it.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And that was check number 456129?
Yes. No? Yes, it is. 456129.
All right.
It should have been right on the top. 128. I need to amend my motion. To check number 456128.
You're amending your motion to hold check number 456128. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I looked at where I had to.
Approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for August 27, 2019. And then I also have executive session minutes for August 27, 2019.
I move to approve regular minutes, August 27, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve executive session minutes, August 27, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for county seal emblems number 201907-433. I have your bid recommendation form.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is in reference to bid number as quoted 201907-433 for county seal emblems. This bid was requested by Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator Devin Huff, who was here with me this morning, recognizing after a quote request that replacement of certain county emblems on county vehicles were going to exceed the bid limit. He rightfully brought this bid request to me. We released this bid on July 27th, 2019, and received responses from five different vendors as indicated on the commission bid recommendation form that's in front of both of you. You have that?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Once we opened all of those responses, we took the initial amounts, documented those, and Mr. Huff took copies of each response for a full and thorough review. After his review, he communicated with me the information that's on the sheet in front of you, whereby we would recommend for a primary award, Graphic Designs International, out of Stuart, Florida, that has significantly lower per item bid responses than the other vendors. They also included in their bid response package some very nice samples. Their bid package was very impressive, and so thus we feel that that's acting in the best interest of the county is to award to them as primary. However, as a backup in dealing with a vendor that we're not totally familiar with who's quite a distance away, we'd also recommend as secondary the next lowest bidder, which is Signs Now in Branson, Missouri, who also submitted a nice bid response, although their pricing, as you can see there, is somewhat higher than the low bid Graphic Designs International in Stuart, Florida. That lady had sent me an email quite graciously and professionally to alert me to the fact that they are running for cover at the moment due to the hurricane situation in their area. And hopefully, with the Lord's hand over them, that the hurricane will pass without any damage to them and their company. But I assured her that that would not impact our recommendation this morning. If you have any questions, I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff. We would ask for a motion vote in that order to award primary to Graphic Designs International and Signs Now as secondary.
It's quite a price difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some samples from?
I do over at the office, okay. Yeah.
From the Graphic Design International?
Yes, in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They look like they were on good material.
Okay. Included in our recommendation would be a 12-month initial agreement with an ongoing renewal clause based on our continuing satisfaction with the product. That contract also reads that at any point in time, for any reason, we would have a problem with the awarded primary vendor, we would immediately be able to use a secondary awarded vendor. So it's become standard wording in our agreements that our county attorney has blessed, so to speak.
So your recommendation is to have Graphic Design International of Stuart, Florida as your primary?
Yes.
And as your secondary Signs Now?
Yes.
Are these, they're not magnetic emblems,
no,
are they?
They're stickle.
And after the vehicle's clean, everything, you just put it on like a seal?
Yes. We stipulated in the bid instructions that county employees would be installing those.
And they put on there a 7-year warranty for fading and peeling, you'll see on the bottom.
Right, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's the highest warranty of all of the responses we got.
Some of them when you see this 7-year that one there wouldn't even offer.
And Signs Now is just giving 3 years warranty. They must use a different material that they feel. Based upon our Road and Bridge Administrator's recommendation, I make the motion that we issue the bid to Graphic Designs International out of Stuart, Florida as primary provider and Signs Now as a secondary provider for the bid between Taney County, for Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'll notify the vendors and send a contract draft to Nikki for both vendors.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Transfer Station Pit Apron Repair, HDR Settlement Agreement Number 19070, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated August 24th, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the settlement agreement by and between HDR Engineering Incorporated in Taney County.
I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and approve the settlement agreement between HDR Engineering, Inc. and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Phil Dirt Agreement. I have two of them. Signed by David Lowry.
It's for two different locations.
Okay.
They're both unlimited, correct?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the field dirt agreement with David Lowry for 386 Rustic Acres Road. Unlimited.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is David's the only signature necessary on the property? Is it?
And then we have the second agreement, field dirt agreement with Mr. Lowry at 584 Manus Road, Bradleyville, Missouri.
I make a motion to approve the unlimited field dirt agreement with David Lowry in Taney County on 584 Manus Road.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Collector presenting the tax sale surplus funds per RSMO 140-230.
Good morning. August 26th was the tax sale. We sold 95 parcels. 31 of them had surplus on it, so I'm here to submit that surplus, and if it's approved, turn it over to the treasurer. The total showed $106,355.12. I wrote a $400 refund. We have three of us that keep track of the bids, and two matched at $2,100. One said $2,500. We listened to the minutes and confirmed it was $2,100, so I wrote the $400 refund. So the amount of surplus to turn over to the treasurer is $105,955.12.
So I'm assuming on the collector's book, the customer paid from it.
They did. They paid the $2,500.
And then when you did your balancing with the clerk, you...
Yes.
And these funds go into the county's general revenue?
No, it just gets turned over to the treasurer, and she'll hold it for 3 years unless anyone comes forward to claim it.
Then it's a school trust fund is what they're held in. And when anybody comes to claim it, which we had discussion with this with the council before, where it says they get approval from the county commission. Mm-hmm. That's the county commission has authorized the treasurer to get the proof. And what kind of proof do you give the treasurer of that the person claiming it has the right to claim it?
What kind of proof do I give her?
When they redeem the property.
When it redeems, yes.